views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Well, hello, hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Carol Dorian, and you are listening to Spiritual Diagnostics. Today, we are going to be talking about misdiagnosis. And, you know, before we jump on in to our subject, I'd like to say that what motivated me to do this show is I had received so many emails, so many letters, people talking about their healing, their journey, and the different methods that they had been using. And people were writing and saying, I have been doing Reiki. I've been actually doing Reiki and receiving Reiki. And I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like things start to flow for me. And then all of a sudden, I'm right back where I started. Is there something I'm not applying correctly? Is there a reason that this is not working for me the way that I want it to? People have been asking questions like, I always feel like I have a blockage in one of my chakras. I've been working on this particular chakra. And it seems to be that even though I've been applying the work, and even though I have been diligent in moving forward, studying, learning, releasing, and I feel so ready to do it, what is it that is stopping me? Why am I feeling a little bit better and then reaching this place where I feel shut down or I feel stuck? I've had so many letters, people going in that direction with their questions. And, you know, some of the vibrations that I was picking up is that people are actually doing what it is that they need to be doing, but some people are treating the wrong chakra or the wrong spiritual condition or using the wrong method. And here's why I feel comfortable and safe to use the word wrong. Even though there is no wrong method, everybody has a particular method that they are drawn to and what it is that we gravitate to as individuals, you can take in a frequency, a vibration, and a method that does not serve your spiritual condition. So if you're feeling like you have a blocked throat chakra, for example, and you are treating that and doing everything that you need to do using the stones that are for a blocked throat chakra, mantras that are for that chakra, meditations that are for that chakra. But it just so happens to be that it was actually the chakra underneath that chakra, that heart chakra, that was going through those blockages, going through that stagnant or stale energy, and sending those symptoms up to the throat, and it was kind of mimicking it, that the block was actually in the throat, by you treating the area that is actually not blocked, you're, of course, obviously missing the area that needs that treatment, and you're actually opening up areas of the energy field and clearing out energy that really doesn't need to be cleared out. And this comes from misdiagnosis. And just like in the physical world, we can be misdiagnosed, take the wrong medication, the wrong antibiotic, be treating an infection when in fact it was a virus. Just like that can happen in the physical, that certainly can happen in the spiritual. And I see so much of that. And I have worked with so many people who have actually been treating a certain portion of their spiritual body, aiding it or trying to facilitate a certain healing or outcome, and they're directing wonderful energy, and they're directing the right energy in the wrong area. And this is something that I touch on in almost all of my shows, the people who say, I've read the book, I've done the meditation, I've done the work, and I still feel like at this time in my life, I am stagnant and I am stuck. That does happen. And sometimes that's just because we reach that little place, we reach that little space where we are, in fact, on pause so that what it is that we have learned, what it is that we have taken in, can settle, resonate with spirit, and then give us the strength that we need to move forward. However, there are also times that that stuck phase or stagnant phase is actually being induced by directing energy into the area that A, either is not affected, B, is actually where your strength is coming from and you're depleting it by opening it and treating it like it's an infection, a spiritual infection or blockage. And C, it comes from a place where we are so fixed on the symptoms that we're having that it just must be, this is where it's coming from. This is where it stems from. If I have trouble communicating and I feel tightness in my throat, this must be my throat chakra. When in fact, that communication, that difficulty in expressing can actually be coming from the heart, can actually be coming from the solar plexus, can be coming from the navel, can be coming from a situation that you have stored in your spiritual memory and physical memory, and where there was a time you were communicating and you were not being accepted or understood, and it has placed that stigma saying, we need to protect ourselves, we need to close up, we need to clam up and not say anything because it's not going to be received and understood. And in fact, even feeling it in the throat, it may not be a block that's in the throat. A feeling in the heart of, I can't let anybody in, I can't trust, I'm insecure, I have difficulty forgiving, can actually be coming from the solar plexus. So I guess I took the long way around to say, so many of us are misdiagnosed, spiritually misdiagnosed by ourselves and sometimes by spiritual practitioners that we're working with. And sometimes you've even found the right person to be working with, but you are so fixed on where you feel it's coming from that it kind of sends out a little bit of a false read, a false vibration to the person that is working with you. So if I were to take today's topic and just wrap it up into a small nutshell, it would be about where is your problem really coming from versus where you think it's coming from, diagnosis and misdiagnosis. So for those of you who are listening right now, if you have questions, you can feel free to call in. By listening to your voice vibrations, I will be able to pick up on where it is, if you're carrying any stagnant energy, any stuck energy, where that energy is coming from and how it's working. I would also like to touch on the fact that through misdiagnosis, through spiritual misdiagnosis, sometimes what's actually happening is you know exactly where your blockage is. You know exactly where the energy is that you desire to release. And sometimes you're just not applying the correct method, or you're not applying the method that can saturate deep enough. Maybe you're applying a method that has released the surface, opened up that first layer of that blockage, but it can't quite go deep enough. So I tell everybody, it's very important to know what it is that you're working on, what it is that you're holding, what it is that you desire to release, where it needs to be released from, and also to reflect on what it is that you have conquered, what it is that you have released, and the progress that you have made. It's kind of like emptying out a space and just making a little more room. Once you say, I have already achieved this certain vibrational frequency or this goal or cut these certain ties, move forward in this certain area of my life, you send a message and a response into the aura, into the spirit that says, we recognize that we've done this, so we do not need to be repeating this process continually. So in today's show, we're going to be touching on misdiagnosis, applying the correct energy to the correct origin of the block, and how it is that energy can become misdiagnosed, and what to do and how to know if your energy has actually been misdiagnosed by your spiritual practitioner or by yourself. So I'd like to start with saying on this that the first place, even with misdiagnosis, even if you're going to a healer, going to a shaman, seeing a psychic, the first place that the vibration that gives birth to misdiagnosis takes place is within yourself. For example, if you're feeling so completely positive, this is where the source of my pain is from. This is why I have it. This is where it's from. You are actually going to be sending out that vibration so strongly that it can be misread. And I'm going to touch more on that when we come back after this short break.
Hi, this is Connie Five, your Unstoppable Diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life, Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is so good to be back here, and we are talking about spiritual misdiagnosis. Before our break, I left off talking about the fact that spiritual diagnosis or misdiagnosis both start within oneself. So if you are feeling so clear about this is where it's coming from, when you go to that person, that shaman, that healer, that psychic, they are going to be picking up the vibration, not all of them, but for the most part, that can happen. They're going to be picking up that vibrational frequency of where you feel that you are holding your block. And sometimes it gives that false read. So for an example, a lady had come in to see me a few years ago, and when we started doing some just meditation, it was diagnostic meditation, so that I could locate where the block is, I had her do some primordial sound, and as she was doing the primordial sound chant through the meditation, we came down to the point that it was time to stop, and I asked her, who is the first person that comes to your mind? And she had instantly said, my mother. And this is the cause. This is why I've been going through the situations in my life that I go through. This is why I'm blocked in so many areas. And she began to list the areas that she felt extremely blocked in, unable to open up, unable to communicate, unable to connect. And I asked her, could you tell me why you feel so certain that this is in connection to your mother and the vibration and the energy stems from your mother? And she began to explain certain situations that had taken place in her childhood, through her teen years, just so many different situations. And I sat there and I was listening, but her aura and her vibration, it was giving off something different. I could see so clearly through her energy field that this is where she was choosing to place it. Not to say that these things that she was describing in these situations did not actually take place, but it just seemed that that was the most obvious place that she could think of and connect it to. So naturally, that's where her thought, connection, and perception of the whole situation had gone to and connected to. As we had gone further and we started going deeper, we actually started to see that this did not come in this lifetime from her mother, but the vibrations that she was experiencing in the negativity in connection to her mother were actually a situation from a prior soul tie that was not released, that she came into this lifetime with, that was not allowing her to connect to feminine energy, including her own mother. As we had gone back and started doing the work of releasing, we had located, now we were into the process of releasing, she would tell me that she could actually feel herself, even though her mother was not in the room with her, feeling closer to her mother, feeling more open to her mother. So is that to say that everyone who feels they know where their block is coming from, that they're usually wrong? No. A lot of people are actually usually right. But what can happen and what does happen is the person or the situation that you are connecting in your mind by what is just for face value, there can sometimes be a situation that is so deep beneath that and rooted prior to that, that is actually responsible for the foundation that energy has been built on. So there was something going on from a prior lifetime, soul ties, energies, and chaos that needed to be disconnected through those soul ties that actually created the foundation of the chaos between the mother and the daughter. And the mother was actually a part of that other lifetime that I'm talking about. So is this to say that when you feel that you're going through something, and if it feels like in her case, it's her mother, should that area not be touched and not treated? Absolutely not. It should be touched. It should be treated. It is valid and it does exist. However, what needs to happen before the symptom is treated, the relationship with her mother was the symptom. What needs to happen before the symptom is treated, the actual genesis, the origin of the block must be discovered. So in today's show, if there's anything that I would love to get across to all of the listeners, is that sometimes what it is that you are experiencing and what it is that you are going through at this very time is actually the symptom, not the cause, of something that is prior. So for those of you who are listening to this and saying, well, I feel that I have been misdiagnosed through my spiritual journey, there are two ways that you can be properly diagnosed. You can actually go into a meditation that is free of point of focus. And this is one of my favorite meditations. This is where you're not asking yourself, where is this coming from? You're not taking yourself back to the pain. You're not pointing a finger or a vibration or a frequency at a situation in life. And I know that that's hard to do. This meditation is where you are focusing on your breath and you are asking self to stay in this moment. And the mantra for this is, I am present, I feel, I hear. I am present, I feel, I hear. So what you're sending to your spirit is that you are here now. You can feel and you can hear this moment. And even if you're not feeling that way, send that message into the aura. Send that message into spirit, because you will be surprised that your spirit and your aura will pick up on that and start to feel and start to hear. So when the meditation is over, whether you're doing this for, I suggest 20 minutes. I don't suggest really going over that. But if you want to go over, if you want to go under, that's fine. And when it's finished, you will see in that evening, a day later, 24 hours later, even up to 72 hours later, you're going to start to have an awareness that you did not have prior to the meditation. You're going to, instead of being focused on exactly where you think this is coming from, things are going to come into your mind that you don't remember or that you haven't thought of for a very long time. They're just going to start coming forward. If you open yourself up, and you can create your own mantra, but what it needs to convey is that you are present in this moment and that you can feel and you can hear in this moment. So what that is saying is, not for what's happened in the past, not for what's going to happen in the future, this specific moment. When I am working with somebody to do a diagnostic session, I am picking up their vibrational frequency from this moment. It doesn't mean that the past is ignored, but what it means is that everything that has been collected up to this moment from a prior lifetime, from a present lifetime, from childhood, from conception, from a relationship, all of those vibrations and where they're sitting in the present moment become very apparent through the aura or through the voice vibration. And this is where we locate where this is, where you're holding it, why you're holding it. Not so much, again, not so much the symptom of all that it's created. And what are some of the symptoms? Some of the symptoms are cannot seem to move forward in a specific area of life. There are some symptoms as simple as I can't seem to organize my closet. I've become a hoarder. I can't throw anything away. Some symptoms are I can't seem to advance professionally. I can't seem to communicate. I can't seem to release the anxiety I have. I don't even know what I'm anxious about. Whatever it is that you're feeling mentally, emotionally, spiritually, those are the symptoms. And through spiritual diagnosing and undoing misdiagnosing, we are moving past the symptom, beneath what you have been focusing on, and connecting to the complete beginning of the vibrations that you have carried throughout your lifetimes up to the present lifetime. And we will be back after this short break.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Well, it's a little more than half past the hour, and I'm so glad to be here with all of you. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We're talking about misdiagnosis. People who have been dealing with areas that they have felt are blocked, what they have been treating, the methods that they have been using, meditation, Reiki, applying these vibrations and this energy to certain portions of the chakras, the auric energy system, different parts of spirit, and feeling like, why are we not getting further? Why are we not moving along and reaching what it is that we desire to reach? We're getting close, but there seems to be something missing. So for those of you who have any questions, feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. For those of you who are listening who would like to call in after the show, please do so at 312-255-3822. 312-255-3822. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com. We can receive a lot of information and offers for different services that we have. And, you know, feel free to contact us on the air, on the show, or after the show. Either way, we'd absolutely love to hear from you. So going back into misdiagnosing, for those of you who feel that the person that you've been working with or the method that you've been using has not been effective, that there's just something missing to it, the good news is you don't have to be frustrated, because whatever it you have done and whatever you've applied, even if it hasn't taken you to exactly the destination that you were planning to reach through your endeavor of this spiritual release, it has prepared you enough, and it has opened up an understanding of, this is where I feel my pain, and I've been treating the symptom, and you know what that symptom is. And even through that, that is usually a very good catalyst and conduit through properly diagnosing of what is beneath that situation that you are describing to your practitioner. So I'd like to touch on a few of the different types of energy depletions and blocks and what it is that they can actually be mistaken for. There is disturbance of energy flow. And this in the physical can usually be mistaken for anxiety or depression. And in the aura, it can be mistaken for a blocked chakra, whether that is because the aura will give out a vibration of what is going on in the chakras. So if that is a blocked heart chakra, it can usually be seen somewhere between fourth and fifth layers of the aura. So the disturbance of energy flow, you know, this blockage, when a person is experiencing that, it's usually due to energy that has been paused by trauma, the good energy, the creative energy, the energy of light, the energy that we are desiring to bring in, and the energy that we possess that is of light and healing that naturally flows through the auric system can become paused by trauma. And that's what creates this condition. And some people will say, well, what type of trauma? Is it a specific type of trauma? You know, it's so many different types of trauma. And for some people, what you or myself may not consider to be traumatic at all, depending on that person's journey, their spirit, and the levels that they have reached, that may be very traumatic for someone else. So the disturbance of energy flow, again, looks like depression, looks like anxiety. That is the symptom. When this is released, when that paused energy is released, that trauma starts to be flushed out. But can it be released by working on a chakra, a particular chakra, a specific chakra? Usually not, because that is not where it started. The blocked chakra may actually be the symptom, one of the symptoms in the spirit reflecting through the aura, but it is not the origin. So if you're a person who's experiencing disturbance of energy flow because of a trauma that you have experienced, and you're treating your one of your chakras for it, you will feel better. You will feel better, but you will not release that pain. And I'd like to talk a little bit about what exactly is the paused energy from trauma. What does that play out like? What does it look like? So a person who has gone through a very painful separation or loss of a loved one, or a sadness or hurt about leaving their home, having to leave their home for whatever reason, be it financial reasons, emotional reasons, what happens is energy pauses. Instead of that circulation and energy flowing through the aura, it just pauses. And the reason that it pauses is because it cannot flow in the conditions that it's experienced, because the aura is in trauma response. So its natural response to that would be for everything just to be still. Just be still. And that's okay for us to be still, but we always want our energy flowing, even in the moments that we are still. So I've seen many people going through this. They've had this paused energy due to disturbance. It's a disturbance in the energy flow, and it's caused by this trauma. And they are really working on healing their heart. You know, this situation broke my heart, and I'm feeling it in my chest. This is my heart chakra. I'm experiencing pain in my stomach where my navel is. This must be my navel chakra. And you know, even though any one of these chakras can feel a hit or response from it, it doesn't actually mean that that's where the block is. So it's important for people going through that disturbance of energy flow to recognize the energy that disturbed the flow, where exactly, what portion of the aura the energy is paused in, and what it is that needs to be done to start releasing that. And for those of you who are listening to this, if you want to call in at 1-800-930-2819 and ask your questions, feel free. Through your voice vibrations, I can pick up the energy flow and what it is that's happening in your auric field just through your voice vibrations. For those of you who would like some privacy and you want to call after the show, 312-255-3822, or again, welcome to spirituald.com. And so now I'd like to touch on another condition that is energy depletion. And this is usually mistaken as karma. This is one that I have seen out of all of the different conditions. I'm only touching on three today, but I'm touching on the three that are the most common. And of all of the conditions that I have seen, I'm going to have to say that this one is the most common. So the energy depletion, this is weakness in the overall energy of the aura, the lack of sufficient energy to facilitate growth and advancement. So what happens when so many of us feel like we're stuck or our heart is broken by someone that we love, but we can't seem to break out of these cobwebs of depression or move forward, or we just keep facing the same challenges over and over again? We say, what did I do? Is this karma? What is going on? Is there something I need to know that I've done in a past life? Did I hurt somebody in this life? I have had so many people, and I'm not dismissing karma, but I've had so many people ask me that question. And when we go through a diagnostic session, I have found so many times that it's actually energy depletion, that weakness in the overall aura, and it's causing that stuck energy. So that can very easily be mistaken for karma. It's like, I'm not getting where I want, and I keep going through the same cycles of pain. It sounds like karma. It feels like karma. It must be karma. I've heard that many, many times. So I'd like to touch more on that and get caught up more on how energy depletion works, what it is that brings that energy depletion in, and we will go more into that after we return from this short break. Thank you.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we are back talking about spiritual misdiagnosis. So for those of you who have been listening to the show, we left off talking about the energy depletion. And I just wanted to, before I got into one of the next conditions that is so mistaken and tell you what it's mistaken for, I just wanted to go a little bit into what is it that causes this energy depletion? I usually find this condition in people who are such people pleasers, and there's nothing wrong with being a people pleaser. There's nothing wrong in receiving joy and happiness from pleasing people, but there has to be a limit. There has to be a line to that. Like, if it's going to hurt me, if it's going to cause some damage or sacrifice my values so greatly, I don't want to be doing this. And I have worked with people that have this energy depletion in the aura, thinking that it's karma, because they have spent so much of their energy and extended their energy, pleasing others, sending out as much as they can of their self to a situation or a person where they're receiving nothing back, or that person is actually making them feel unrecognized for their efforts and unworthy. And so when energy is put out, continually put out, and it is not restored or put back in any way from those that you are connecting to and extending yourself to as much as you can, there's a depletion. And that depletion usually connects to symptoms that look very similar to a karmic path. And so I'd like to go into the next one, which is auric energy impurities. And what are auric energy impurities? It sounds kind of like pretty obvious what that would be, but I'm going to go into it. It's stagnant dark energies, which have accumulated in the aura in certain areas. They're energies which are not necessary for the normal, healthy, energetic functioning of the energy field. So they do not function in the flow of healthy energies, but instead they inhibit or act as blockages to the free flow of bright, clear, healthy energy. And these impurities, they can exist on any of the seven layers of the aura. They contribute to physical disease or problems in one's mental, emotional, or spiritual life. What do most people connect this to? Blocked chakras. And a lot of these conditions get compared to blocked chakras, but this one especially. If a person is containing an auric energy impurity, can it result into a blocked chakra? Yes. For people who have been having their chakras balanced, people who have been working to open up certain portions of their energy field through their chakra system, sometimes it needs to be identified what the foundation of that block is. So even if the chakra is blocked, it can just be a symptom of what has created the block. And that's where misdiagnosis really comes in. It is when the symptom is treated, but the cause is not identified. What I have seen so commonly with this is that it's treated with certain stones, which is wonderful, and treated with Reiki. So Reiki is a beautiful, beautiful technique, and so is crystal healing. But if you are applying Reiki and crystal healing to a chakra that is not blocked or opening up an energy to release that does not actually need to be opened, or it's being opened at the wrong time, that method can actually start transferring those impurities into other portions of your energy zone, into other chakras, into other parts of your aura. It's kind of like a person finding out that they have a cyst or a lump, and the doctor's saying, before we remove it, we need to pull something out of here and see, is this benign? Is this cancerous? What's going on in here? So before we start opening up energy and moving things around and letting energy be touched and transferred, we need to find out, what are we opening? And is this the area that it started in, or is this the area that it ended up in? So through the proper spiritual diagnosis, when we find out where the energy began, how the energy started, and we start from that point, it automatically starts to release where it ended up at. So instead of treating that particular area, treating where the energy started pulls it away from the area that it has gravitated to. So again, wonderful to read books, wonderful to try different methods, but these methods need to be taken seriously. Energy is real. Energy is serious. Energy is very important. And in the same way that we would not want to apply a medication that is not effective or has nothing to do with what we're going through, is the same way we should not want to apply a method or an energy that does not serve where that block is, or treat a block that is actually not the block, but more the symptom of how the block began. For those of you who have been listening to this, you can call after the show at 312-255-3822. Again, 312-255-3822. You can also log on to spirituald.com. We would love to hear from you after the show. If you've been listening to this and you feel like you may have been working on the wrong portion of energy, and maybe there's something more that you need to know, or working on the correct portion of energy using the wrong method, or you just have questions about how your energy is flowing, give us a call after the show or log on to our site, and we will be more than glad to discuss with you where your energy is at and take you through an absolute free of charge spiritual diagnostic session. That is our gift, and that is our offer today for those of you who have been listening. I would also like to say, before we start to wrap up the show, I would like to tell everybody that each and every one of you have the gift and the ability within yourself to open, heal, manifest, and advance on the absolute highest levels. Sometimes we're just in need of that catalyst and that little redirection into self in order to tap into that highest level of healing ability that we actually hold on to. Again, if you'd like to call after the show, 312-255-3822. 312-255-3822. It has been absolutely wonderful talking to all of you, sending out rays of light, love, and healing. Till next time, namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.